Thank you. Again, I really appreciate the fact that you decided to take part in our worship celebration this morning. Whether you're online or on site, thank you again and again and again. I will say it. Thank you very much. We're starting a new series of teachings and studies this morning. We're in the Gospel of Luke. I was talking to somebody this week, and I pointed out that one of the reasons I like to talk about Jesus is that everybody needs to know about Jesus. If you've never started following Jesus, you need to know who Jesus is, because he's inviting you to follow him, and well, you should know something about the one who's inviting you to follow him. If you've been following Jesus, even if you've been following Jesus for 100 years, and none of us in this room are... Not quite any of us have made it that far. But even if you have, you still need to know more about him. We all need to know more about the one we're following, or should be following, because he's inviting us. So I like to talk about Jesus. We're going to start talking about Jesus from the Luke's record. The next few weeks, we're going to be looking at Luke's record of Jesus' life. Luke reports at least 10 one-to-one conversations between Jesus and other people. And talking to Jesus changed the life of every person who spent time with him 2,000 years ago. And we get the privilege of eavesdropping. You really can't call it eavesdropping 2,000 years later, can you? We get the privilege of listening in, and I believe our lives will be transformed as we encounter Jesus in five of those dialogues over the next few weeks. To begin with, we need to recognize Jesus instituted his work as a traveling preacher, teacher, and healer. Jesus didn't just camp out in one spot and expect everybody to come to him. Jesus traveled around. In Luke chapter 4, he'd gone to the city where Simon Peter lived. He did something miraculous in the synagogue there. He'd gone home with Simon. Every time I talk about this, I hear a song in the back of my head. Maybe you may be able to know what it is when I talk about this story. He went home with Simon Peter, and when he got there, Simon Peter's mother-in-law was sick. Mother-in-law, she is sick. That's not the way that song goes, is it? But anyway, mother-in-law is sick, and Jesus healed her. I don't know, somehow word got out, and everybody in town who was sick or had sick relatives showed up, and Jesus started healing people. And the next morning, the people who weren't able to see Jesus that night came back, only to discover Jesus had left town. So everybody goes and tries to find Jesus. They find him out in the woods, or there's not a whole lot of woods in that area. He was out in the desert. And they said, come on back. Everybody's looking for you. We got this great healing ministry all set up for you. There are people lined up all around town. And he said, I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns too, for that is what I was sent to do. So he continued to preach in the synagogues of Judea. He started traveling around. And that brings us to Luke chapter 5, verses 12 to 16, one of the first conversations. Some of these conversations are short. This is a short conversation, but it absolutely changed this man's life. Luke chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. Verse 12 starts with these words, while Jesus was in one of the towns. In other words, while Jesus was traveling around and he stopped in one of these towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. We'll pause for a moment and talk about this. The ancient term for leprosy generally meant several scaly skin diseases. It wasn't necessarily the disease that we now call leprosy. It could have been, but it was could have been even the an old commercial, the heartbreak of psoriasis. Any scaly, flaky skin disease was called leprosy. And any person with one of those scaly, flaky skin diseases was shunned until it went away. And a priest proclaimed him or her cured. People avoided contact with folks with skin diseases at all costs. These people were kicked out. They were banned from both social and religious activities. They couldn't enter their homes. They couldn't go to the synagogues. They couldn't go to the temple. They couldn't worship with other people. They couldn't be around other people. The interesting thing, I was looking for a synonym for the word outcast as I was preparing this sermon. One of the first words that showed up as a synonym for outcast, leper. In the 21st century, still. It wasn't any different then. Lepers were outcasts. People with leprosy were untouchable outcasts. And this man is covered with some kind of scaly, flaky skin disease. And nobody wanted to get close to him. He was an untouchable outcast. He falls at Jesus' feet and says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. You can heal me and make me acceptable again. So here's the question. What happens when God's holy love encounters our honest brokenness? When God's holy love encounters untouchable outcasts? Confession opens the door, folks. Confession opens the door for love's healing power. Jesus reached out before he did anything else. Look at this. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I am willing, he said, be clean. And immediately, the leprosy left him. Can you imagine? 1 minute you're covered with flaky, scaly, itchy sores. And the next second, you got baby soft, pure skin. And it's all because Jesus broke the rules. Verse 14 tells us that Jesus ordered him, don't tell anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. In other words, go give a positive witness to the priest and a testimony to your community that you truly have been healed so that you'll be welcomed back with loving arms. That they will know that they know that you've been healed. Verse 15 tells us the news about Jesus spread all the more so that crowds of people came to hear him. Came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Just remember that verse. Jesus often withdrew to lonely places to pray. Another way to translate that or to word that is Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness to pray. So what happens when God's holy love encounters a honest brokenness, when someone says to him, I'm a mess, I'm an untouchable outcast, but if you're willing, you can fix me, you can make me clean. The answer is God's love heals the brokenness. Touching this man with leprosy, technically, according to the Old Testament rules and laws, according to the religious regulations and rules, made Jesus unclean. But Jesus still reached out his hand and touched him. Touching this man meant taking the risk of joining him in his walking grave. They didn't know a whole lot about contagious diseases, but they did have a general idea that if you might catch whatever they've got if you touch them. It might spread, so stay away from them. But Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. J.D. Walt writes, that's what Jesus did. He joined the entire human race in our personal and collective walking graves. Jesus had to touch the man. Otherwise, why did he even come? Words could have been spoken from a distance, even from the great distance of the throne of heaven. But Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. J.D. goes on to say, do you see it? The kingdom of heaven was no longer out there in heaven somewhere. It was quite literally at hand. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. Just imagine this desperate man at the feet of Jesus with his face to the ground. He won't even look at Jesus. He was covered with leprosy. His face probably was covered with sores. He's begging Jesus, pleading, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. I want you to notice something about the doctor. Luke, by the way, was a doctor, a physician. He never refers to this man as a leper. He was a man covered with leprosy. A man who had a severe case of leprosy, depending on what version you may be reading, English version you may be reading. But Luke never refers to him as a leper. He refers to him as a man with a disease. And Jesus says, I am willing. Be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. The leprosy had no choice. In the presence of Jesus and at his hand, light expels darkness. Life replaces death. Wholeness heals brokenness. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. I want us to get a hold of this. This is love. Love at the level of power. Love touches the untouchable and turns it into a total embrace. Jesus touches the man, and the whole community is now able to embrace him. When we talk about the fact that God loves people, that he loves us, that he loves the people around us, that he loves the folks in our community that don't know him, we're not talking about God merely tolerating people or having warm feelings for them. We're talking about a love that has the power to heal brokenness. Love that has the power to give life where there's death. To bring light where there's darkness. To bring wholeness where there's brokenness. This love that has power. We all have deep brokenness and serious wounds. Every single person in this world. There are billions of us and we are all broken. And probably the most broken people are the ones who tell you they're not. I ain't broken. There's a word for that. It's called denial. See, but Jesus looks at us, and Jesus sees the woman with a deep, painful wound. He sees a woman with a deep, painful wound. He doesn't see a wound. He's like Luke, who saw a man with a disease, not a disease. Jesus sees a man struggling with an ugly brokenness, but he doesn't see a broken mess. He sees a man who has a brokenness. Jesus sees a person with a problem. He doesn't see a problem. So the question is, what wounds and broken places do we want Jesus to make clean here and now? What makes us want to fall at his feet on our faces and beg for his healing touch? What makes us feel untouchable? What makes us wear that mask that says, I'm okay, when deep down inside, we're wondering, we're hoping, that maybe, possibly, Jesus might be willing to make us whole? Here's the good news. Jesus hasn't changed. He is still willing to touch the untouchable. And anything can happen because he's willing to touch our deepest, ugliest, most painful wounds. I'm gonna quote J.D. Walt. He wrote, "In touching this man with leprosy 2,000 years ago, Jesus touched all of us. And we are all changed." So here's the sermon in a sentence. This is what I want you to remember above all, above everything else. Jesus will touch and heal our deepest wounds. Jesus' love packs more power than mere tolerance and sentimental feelings. His love ushers in light and life and wholeness where darkness, death, and brokenness once ruled. Jesus calls us to love others as he loves. And yet that's impossible. There are things that Jesus asks us to do, and if we don't think, "Who are you kidding?" or "What?" if that's not our immediate response, you didn't understand what he said. And you need to pay more attention. Because when you hear Jesus say, "Go love people the way I love them," and you think, "Okay, sure, I can do that." Pardon me for being a little blunt, but you're nuts. No one can. Not on our own. It is an impossible task to love people. It's an impossible task for me to love me. I've grown pretty attached to me. But I still have problems with me. It is an impossible task to love like Jesus loves without the Holy Spirit working in us. But with the Holy Spirit working, becomes possible. So what makes us feel untouchable? What makes us wonder if Jesus will touch us and make us whole? There's really no better time and place than here and now to invite him to do it, to start. "Lord, if you are willing, you can make us whole and clean." Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. We We need you. For most of us, our brokenness is not nearly as obvious as a severe case of leprosy like this man 2,000 years ago who was covered with a skin disease. Ours are deep, hidden wounds. Give us the courage to pray like that man, with the same honest desperation. Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Bring us to the place where we're ready. Where we're ready to surrender all the things that we've used to kind of hide and protect and keep that wound a secret. Whether it's guilt or shame, whether it's anger, rage, or bitterness, or help us to lay it at your feet and simply say, Lord, if you're willing. Lord, I know you're willing. Please make me clean. Touch my wound. Heal my brokenness. Whether it takes mere seconds or the rest of my life, heal me. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus and in the power of God's love, touch us and make us whole. Amen. For those of you who connected with us online, again, I want to say thank you for doing so. If you have not already done so, please inviting you to join the Champions of Hope Facebook group. Be a great opportunity to connect with other folks who are infusing people with the hope of Jesus. We We'd love to have that opportunity. Whether you're online or on site, as you go to live as sent ones, may the beauty of Jesus shine in your eyes. May the love of Jesus shine in your actions. May the wisdom of Jesus shine in your words. May the grace of Jesus flow from your heart. Amen. You are sent. Go with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name.
He's got a count.
Okay.